You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
The ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/thebigscoopwithcoop. You can also catch a 15-minute preview of this episode right here on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, you have seen her all over your television. She has been in movies, commercials, and now she got a new product that's out that's called Merriam Beauty. She's going to come up here and she's going to talk about her career. She's going to talk about Merriam Beauty. She's going to even talk about the SAG after strike. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Merriam Bashir. Now, just to let you know, Merriam, she is doing big things right now, and we're about to kick it with her. So let's go on and talk to Merriam, and let's talk about her career, her new product line, and more. Sit back and relax and enjoy. Once again, Miss Merriam Bashir. She's graced your TV screens, but now she'll be gracing your face soon. And it's going to be about Merriam Beauty, but guess what? I'm not talking about that. She is. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Merriam Bashir. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. How's your day so far?
My day is great. It was really busy. It's the end of the day here on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had a busy day, but that's like every day. And but it's been great. It's been great. I've had a good day so far.
That's good. I'm in North Carolina, so it's the end of the day for us also. So I definitely get where you're coming from. Now, Merriam, you, like I said before, you have graced the screen so many times. People have seen your face. You're doing big things. Your career is nowhere close to being over. But for the people that's just getting introduced to you for the first time, when did you first realize that you wanted to get into the television and movie industry?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up being an actor. I didn't go to school for it or anything like that. I just kind of got the bug in my ear after I moved to New York. And I was at a bank and a security guard kind of was just like, oh, are you an actor? Are you a model? And I was just like, no. And he was like, well, you should be. You need to be on TV. So that, you know how somebody just says something and it kind of puts the bug in your ear and you just kind of start thinking about like, what if, you know? So I went to an agency and from there they signed me. And then I started working with that agency and then I started doing more like modeling and things. And then that brought me into acting, commercials, and then TV guest appearances, which led to like guest stars and things like that. And then you get into more films and, you know, bigger television roles and things like that. And it just has been growing ever since. So it's something that I hadn't grown up thinking about, but, you know, once I got into it, I went into it like with a fire and just kept going and, you know, and here I am.
Wow. Wow. And you know what? And that's the thing. If you can pick up on something that quick when one random person tells you, hey, you need to be doing this, and you have been killing the scene since you start doing this, you know, it was destined for you. It definitely was.
Right. You know, I didn't choose this career. This career chose me. And, you know, I mean, as soon as I landed in New York, that's kind of like when it happened. And, you know, that's just been my only like career in New York since then.
Wow. Wow. Now, what type of hurdles did you go through when you first stepped into this industry?
So I went through a lot in terms of like just trying to figure out who I am, because being in a business that, you know, is so concerned about like your looks and, you know, appearances and stuff like that, I wasn't used to that. You know, I grew up like wanting to be an entrepreneur. Like those are the things that, you know, your parents tell you to do, like something that's going to just be like a stable job. And I hadn't really thought about like, my looks as far as like helping me to get a job. And so I struggled in the beginning with like, okay, how should I be? Like, you know, just looking around, like just trying to find myself, like what should I wear? What should I, how should I do my hair? How should I act? And it was the point that I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna be myself. I'm not gonna try to be like anybody else. I'm gonna just, you know, you can get, I got inspired from people, of course. You know, people inspire me every single day. But I had to come to terms with the fact that this is who I am. This is how I want to represent myself. And that's when I started finding more success. It's like when you like searching and chasing after like how you can be like somebody else or whatever, that it's just like confusion. You know what I mean? So once I got that clarity of like who I am, and I'm still searching every day. We're like searching, who am I? How do I want to be? You know, constantly trying to improve myself. So it's a constant journey, but I do think that there was like a hurdle that I had to get over. Whereas like I had to figure out just basic things about myself, you know? And
No,
then when
I
it
get that.
casting, I think that being an actor and being a model that has a lot to do with just knowing yourself and being so confident in yourself that people can read that confidence off of you, and then that actually helps to sell products, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. And you know, and a lot of people that try to take the road that you have taken, Miriam, and I know you don't have to name any names because I know you've seen this before. A lot of people get discouraged off the first note that they receive.
Mostly,
And oh yeah, in this industry, 100 no's equals one yes. So, and I tell a lot of people that if you're trying to do what you're doing, what I've done before, you got to have thick skin and you have to take the rejections to get to that yes part. And once again, you're a living proof of look at what you have done in your past all the way up to now. So big shout outs to you again, Mary. Big shout outs.
Yeah, you know, rejection is such a big part of it, but I kind of like, I'm kind of weird. I don't look at it like that. I don't look at it as like rejection. I think that, you know, any rejection from man is like protection from God, right? So I look at it like anytime there's a no, like it wasn't meant to be. And I really truly feel like if something's meant for me, no one can take it away from me. I don't worry about competition. I don't worry about, oh, you know, this and that. You know, of course, I'm like trying to figure out what can I do better to like book more work and do more things, but I base that on like how can I be better today than I was yesterday, you know? And then when I do hear those no's, and in acting and modeling, you don't even hear no. You just basically see somebody else taking that spot on TV, and you're like, oh, I guess I didn't book that, you know? That's how you find it. So it's not like, oh, well, sometimes you do, like at certain stages they're like, you know, they went with somebody else, but I really don't get that much. It's just kind of like you just never hear back from them or whatever. But I look at those as like, I think I read a statistic one time that it said like 69, it's like in acting. I don't want to get the statistics wrong, but it was something like you have to do like 69 auditions before you get a call back or whatever. And then I was looking at it like, wow, like I really do get more than that. You know what I mean? I'm like, and then a lot of my acting friends are like, you know, I haven't auditioned all year. So I just take it as like, I feel so blessed to be able I have. And even if I didn't get it, or if I started to get it and then like I didn't get it at the last minute and you got put on hold for it and then you didn't book it, it's just all a part of the process. It's like part of our job.
Yeah, and you're right about that. It's everybody has a season, and you have to wait for your season and for your door to open to get to where you need to get to. You just can't give up too quickly.
Right. And then sometimes you don't realize that your season like is about to come up. Like you may have been planting all the seeds and doing all the work to be able to get the fruits of your labor, and then like you give up right before like it bears fruit, you know? So the main thing, stick to it, don't give up.
I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's watching worldwide right now. I hope you're taking these nuggets that Miriam was talking about. You don't give up in anything that you do. I don't even care if you're not in this industry. If you're a plumber, you be the best daggone plumber that you can be. And I promise you, your door will open and continue to raise higher and higher. It will happen. It definitely will. Now, you kind of mentioned this earlier, Miriam. You said people inspire you every day. Did you have any mentors to help you out in your journey, in your career today?
So when it comes to like acting and modeling, I wouldn't really say it's like a mentor, like somebody like in the traditional sense, like somebody who just takes you on and says, this is what you do and how you go. I have people in my family. I have my aunt who really helped me a lot to just like encourage me and say, look, this is almost impossible that people like move to New York and like make it and acting and like you're doing it, you know. And it was mostly like my family. I have sisters and brothers and my mother, and you know, unfortunately, my father just passed away last year. But I have many people who have like encouraged me and just rooted like my friends, you know, people who have just been close to me to just root me on and just tell me to keep going. And also people like Mariska Hargitay from SVU. Oh my gosh, I wish she could be my mentor. But like when I did that show and the encouragement that she gave me, I left that set. I wrote everything down that I could possibly remember that she said, but she told me so many encouraging things about myself, about my future, my propensity to, well, my, like her, like almost like a forecast of like where she sees my career going, the similarities between her and me. And she just inspired me so much. So I always meet people like that, you know, like when I'm on set, if they tell me like, you did a really good job, this is what you did. Like, you know, even like when I did Chicago PD and one of the actors was telling me, you know, this is what you need to do better. You know, they help you and tell you to like figure out how to hone your skills and just become like a better actor, you know?
And you know what, Miriam, the person don't have to be in the industry to actually, you know, be a mentor. Like you said, your family, you're running the people into the business also. And a lot of people feel like if you're not in the business, someone can't give you great advice. That's not true. Family, they know you better than anybody. Okay. So that's big shout outs to your whole family to help you out. I love that. I definitely do. Now, I do want to talk about one thing real quick before we get into Miriam Beauty. And I know this is kind of deep for a lot of people right now. This SAG-AFTRA strike that's going on right now, you know, it actually has affected a lot of people in the industry and their way of living, from healthcare all the way up. Do you feel like when this strike ends, is it going to benefit actors and actresses? How do you feel about that?
You're right. It is deep. That's a very loaded subject. But yes, I do feel like it's going to benefit actors when this is over. I'm hoping and praying that the powers that be really take a note and realizing the reason why we're on strike. And realizing that people can't survive like this, and you know, realizing that there's a room for all of us, you know, be able to have what we need to be compensated correctly, to realize that, you know, we're in the 21st century, we're in the time of streaming services, and things kind of have to change. And they have to realize that like residual checks are getting lower and lower to the point where they're like so ridiculous. I got a check the other day, I think it was 85 cents or something like that. So basically, if people don't know how it works, so if you do a TV show, let's say for NBC or CBS, and well, I don't know if I can say that right now because of the strike, but you know, for one of the major networks, it goes on TV, say you guest star on an episode, and it goes on TV, and then you just continue to get paid for that, residual payments over and over again. Like it could be throughout your lifetime. So some people from like those shows in the 90s and the early 2000s, like they're still getting paid off of those shows like that are on, you know, the major networks. Since the streaming networks purchase, like they'll purchase like a whole TV show and then play all the episodes and stuff like that. And the actors are not getting a penny from that. So things are streaming less on regular TV and more on the streaming network. It's like almost exclusively streaming right now. Nobody really has like cable or anything like that anymore. So now that we're like in the new times, like things need to be updated where we're getting residuals from those streaming networks. So it's just not fair. So I hope that the people, you know, have a conscience who are making those decisions, and, you know, not even just a conscience, it's just like, it's business, you know? So hopefully they'll lead with that. And if they do, then I think the outcome will be really good for actors because it's only fair. You know, you would hope you don't go into something and participate in something that's just going to be a total waste. But either way, like we're taking a stand as actors and saying this is not okay. And the resilience that it's given us, you know, it has already improved our thinking. Like, because I know I've done some things, and I'm not, you know, mentioning names, but certain things that I've done, I've been sold to those streaming networks. And I'm like, it was like before the strike. And I'm like last year or early this year. And they're like, oh, you can have billboards wherever, you can have stuff, you know, they're like, oh, your stuff is all over the place. But it's like, you know, and you don't get a penny from that. But then all these people are making money off of you, and you could watch something 7 gazillion times. actors, and nobody in the actors who are actually in it, the ones who are performing, are not benefiting from that. It's just not fair.
That's true. And also, Miriam, to top that off, now they're talking about trying to throw AI and take the faces of all the actors and
Right. That's
throw it
kind of.
up there. What kind of mess is this?
Just to, it's just like to protect, our essence, like our presence, who we are. That's like our moneymaker. You know what I mean? To be able to, that is our brand. That's like what we work so hard to become, like ourselves. So like, if you like our likeness, so if you want to take our likeness and say, okay, we're just gonna like have you record this one thing, and then the rest of it we're gonna be based on AI. That doesn't sit well.
Nah.
And also, it's not the same. It's not the same. Like AI doesn't have a soul, you know? Like I'm all for the future, and like I love a lot of stuff about AI, but at the same time, like we have to realize that like human beings have value because we are like people, we have a soul. So I think that people are never gonna let it fully take over, because like the other day I was watching like one of the streamers, and I was just like, oh, let me see what this AI thing is about. I'm watching the preview, and I'm just like, it looks really great and cool, but like I need humans. I need like imperfections. Like
Yes.
I couldn't watch it at the end of the day.
And I watched it. I'll make this quick for me. I watched something on YouTube a few nights ago where they were actually interviewing actual AIs saying, can you work with human beings? And how they delayed their responses, talking about we should all work together and get along on this earth and all this other stuff. I'm like, okay, if the internet can fail, if all other technology fails, what would stop for something to trigger inside of an AI's head to say, let's turn on humans? I mean, I'm just saying, it couldn't happen. I've seen too many movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. There's truth behind some conspiracy theories. And somebody said, it was somebody like older. I was telling her about this cool AI thing that I use, and just for writing. And the people telling me that like, we're not gonna get too deep in this, but like the people who like created AI had to like get out of it because they were saying that they're like kind of like you've created a monster. And it's like, let's say we're not as humans doing the best things to for the planet. Then, well, who says AI is going to be like, you know what? The humans are not best for the planet. They're ruining the planet. Let's protect the planet. You know what I mean? So stuff like that. I don't know. This was somebody told me that, and I was like, I hadn't thought about it like that.
That's true. All actors and actresses watching right now, my heart goes out to all of you. I've been in a few indie movies, so I know.
I'm sorry to interrupt
No,
you,
go.
but
Go.
There have been, since January, there's kind of been like talks about strikes. So instead of like 400 and something pilots this year, I think there were like 23 or something like that new pilot. It went way down, and the work has just been super slow all year, pretty much. So there have been actors who have to like sell their homes. You know, people can't pay their rent, their mortgage. And it's really like disheartening. You know, there's some help out there. There's some like funds and things, but it's not anything that's going to sustain anyone's lifestyle. So same, like, you know, people have been posting their, like I posted one of my check, the one I said was like 85 cents or something on my story, and I got so many responses back from actors. Like this one girl was like, you know what, you're living large, I got one for 35 cents. I'm like, and then people are telling me, oh, I got one for $11, I got one for like 25 cents. I'm like, you know what, it has to cost more to like mail it, you know, because they spend the, it has to cost more like the postage than to, it's just crazy. And then they take out half of everything for taxes because they assume actors are in the highest tax bracket. So they just take out like the highest, you know. Anywho.
That's a slap in the face. It really is, though. 85 cent. Come on, man. We can find that under our couch.
My mom told me, because I used to get these checks for like sometimes $25, and sometimes you get a check for like $1,000, sometimes you get like more, sometimes you varies. So it just depends on like what show or whatever.
Right.
And my mom was like, you know what you need to do, Mary? Just look at every check the same. No matter if it's $20 or if it's $2,000, look at it the same. And I was like, okay. And I adopted that. After that, I was like, you know, I'm excited. Just money I didn't have that I have. But then now it's getting kind of like,
No, I feel you, Miriam. I feel you. And I think there's hundreds and thousands of people that's feeling the same way you are. And that's why I was going to tell everybody, East Coast to West Coast, hang in there, actors and actresses, hang in there. Something good is going to come out of this. It definitely is. Now,
So too. I'm hoping that like a whole new world happens and like,
it
you know.
will. I feel it. I feel it will. The streaming company's going to have to actually shake hands. They're going to have to. That's what I feel. Now, Miriam, there's something that you've been doing also, that's outside the acting business that we were just talking about. You're making good things going on during this strike, and we will talk about this right now. And it is called Miriam Beauty. I told you people, she has graced your television screens. Now she's about to grace your face. That's what she's about to do. Now, what got you inspired to create Miriam Beauty?
Oh my gosh, I've been working on it for over a year and a half. And it started with I have a company. I've always been an entrepreneur. Let me just say that. You know, that's like, but I always knew that I wanted to own a business one day, a successful business. And I always kind of did things here and there to try to like work on that muscle. Because as an actor, you know, it's not always consistent. You may get one job and another one like 3 months later. It's not like consistent money. You get one, you know, you can't. So it's always good to have like a side hustle, right? So my side hustle has been microblading, right? So I have microblading and SMP, which is scalp micropigmentation. I was at a shoot and somebody was talking about it, and I'm like, and I've always been kind of like obsessed with eyebrows anyway. And somebody was talking about you can tattoo little lines into your eyebrows and it just looks so natural. And I was like, what is this? And I looked it up that same day and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get certified in this. And also it's like, you know, it's just like a game changer for a lot of people. Like there are people who have alopecia or people who just n don't have any eyebrow hair, or like as they get older, like the hair kind of falls out and gets more sparse. Men and women, I have clients that are men. So I got certified in that in Michigan, and after that, I just started a business called Highbrow, doing like eyebrow microblading. Okay, fast forward to this year. Last year is when I first started thinking about it, 2022. I was like, you know, I need to do a product line because not everybody can afford microblading. It's like an exclusive, it's like an expensive service, but it's worth it. It's an investment to, because it lasts a few years. But you know, people want to be able to just get products as well, and then also, you know, I wanted to be able to provide that for people. So I started developing it last year, and then we just launched on June 17th of this year with Miriam Beauty, which is a line of products. So now everything is under Miriam Beauty. It's Miriam Beauty is highbrow and like the line of eyebrow cosmetics, and
Nice.
I expand to a whole bunch of more stuff. So that's like yet to be seen.
Nice. Come on, Mary. You got to show it off. Show us some products. Show them
Oh,
what you got,
you know
man.
what? I just happen to have some products right here. What did you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
So we launched with like two hero products, right? So we have the Brow Perfect Eyebrow Pencil Kit. And this is a kit with a brow pencil in it, which is like the perfect pencil. Every woman and a lot of men have a an eyebrow pencil, and they use it every day of their lives, right? So it's a pencil with that's the spoolie on one end, and then the pencil on this end. It comes in four colors. And the good thing about this, it's a kit, so it's not just one. So when you run out of this one, yeah, there it is, Brow Perfect. I don't know if you can see it.
Yep.
So when you run out of this pencil, you just pop it off, and there are two refills. So it lasts a long time. So you're getting three pencils for one. And then another thing about this, because I was like, it's really innovative, because I said, you know, what would make the perfect eyebrow pencil, right? So it adds a sharpener, because one of the biggest complaints about eyebrow pencils is like you use it one time and it gets dull. So I have like sharpener sheets in here to make it like, uh-oh. So that when you when your pencil gets dull, you just run it along the sharpener, you peel it off, you run it along the sharpener, you just keep it under here so it always stays sharp. I've never seen that before. So yeah, this is what makes this product special. And this is available at mariambeauty.shop. And also on Amazon. We just got on Amazon, so I'm excited about that. And then the second product that we have is the brow stamp. Now this is an eyebrow stamp for people who are not really good with drawing their eyebrows on. So I don't know if you know this, but 99% probably of women draw their eyebrows on every morning, or either at least maybe not, they'll shape it with an eyebrow pencil. And some women take 20 minutes every single day out of their morning to do their eyebrows, right? It's a huge part of the makeup routine, and this is why I do, when I do microblading, people have told me that. Like this one lady was like, you know, I wake up every morning because I don't have any eyebrows. I wake up before my husband wakes up and I put my eyebrows on so he doesn't see. So people are really self-conscious about this, right? And but people, a lot of people don't have the skill to draw it on. So I created a stamp. It's just a stencil. It has 10 stencils in here for different shapes. You just take the stencil and then you take and you pick out the one you that fits for your face shape. And this is the stamp right here. I mean, you just stamp it within the stencil and it is just amazing. It gives you the perfect eyebrow shape in like seconds, right? And then you just flip to the other side, you do the other one, and then there you have your eyebrows. And it takes like 2 minutes instead of like 20 minutes. And it has a spoolie in here to brush out your eyebrow, to like soften it in the front. And that is the pencil kit.
So,
So
Miriam, how much does this usually run for both of these?
these are both $39. So these are great prices. Like I said, you're getting three for one in this one. So one eyebrow pencil usually can cost like $15. So you're getting three for the price. And this is also $39, an innovative product. I was going to come out with this as just like the hero product, but when I was testing it, I was on set of like one of my shows. And I was like testing it out with the makeup artists, with professionals, just to see like their thought on it and just trying different things and developing the products. And they were like, no, you got to come out with this. I need this stamp yesterday. So we were using it on set, to do my brows on set. They were like, oh, the process, it does not take nearly as long. They would have my brows on in a minute when it can take forever. So it's just like it's a game changer. It's a time saver. And, I'm very excited about these products. And also I'm in development for about 10 other eyebrow products right now. So those are going to be rolling out.
Nice.
And it's going to move on to other stuff as well, which is yet to be seen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Miriam, give them the website one more time where they can go purchase this.
Mariambeauty.shop.
Ladies and gentlemen worldwide that's listening, make sure you go to mariambeauty.shop. Don't go right now because you're watching this interview. After the
Right.
interview, go to mariambeauty.shop, go to Amazon, pick this up, get it for your family members, get it for your girlfriend, your wife, get it for your haters. Get it for them too. It don't even matter. Make sure you go pick this up. You want to make sure Christmas is around the corner. You know what to do. Go grab it. That's
Yeah.
what I'm talking about. Now you even said, how much it costs. The products are off the chain. I got a feeling this stuff is going to sell out. Now, I know you can't go too deep into this, but are there any other projects that you are working on that you want the world to know about right now?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm working on stuff. I mean, we can't name projects because of, but yeah, I'm definitely working on
More. Good.
things in the film and TV industry.
Okay.
Yeah, but going back to that really quick, you asked me what inspired me. I talked about the process, but the thing that really inspired me was, when I talked about when I first started in the industry and I wasn't really 100% confident with who I was. And my thing, the vision of Marian Beauty is to inspire confidence through beauty. So whether it be through like permanent makeup, through these cosmetics, it always has it makes people feel better, about themselves. And if you go to the Marian Beauty Instagram page, I had a client yesterday who I did her brows and she was just raving. I had to post what she said because she was just like, I feel so beautiful. I feel so great. Like I look like myself. I just feel so good. She was, and that makes me happy. That makes me feel like fulfilled in life to help other people, to, give people their flowers, make them feel good, make them feel special and confident. And that's what really is my inspiration behind it. I just wanted to go back to that because I was like, did I really tell him my vision? But
I'm
yeah,
glad you said
how to talk about it without naming. I mean, you can go on TV right now and watch some stuff that
that.
I'm on various streaming networks. And I have some stuff right now that I'm also about to be working on. But
Nice.
the good thing is, like, there are a lot of commercials shooting. Like, we can't do film or TV right now, but commercials are different. And all this stuff started a few years ago. It's called new media. Like, when Snapchat and, like, I did one commercial one time and I did it. It was like a Super Bowl commercial, right? And it ended up getting, no, it was a, I think Ford, one of the car companies. And I've done Cadillac and I've done Ford. And it was for Ford, I think. Done Ford a couple times. But anyway, so I did this commercial and it wasn't even, I think it wasn't for the Super Bowl. It was maybe gonna go, whatever happened. It ended up getting on the Super Bowl And it was a Snapchat commercial, and it
Remember
just
that.
blew up. Yeah, so it just kind of blew up, and that can happen with commercials. So commercials are still shooting. My commercial agency is still sending me auditions. I have one that I have to do today because it's due at 9 a.m. and I'm not gonna wake up and do that. I'm gonna do it today, so it'll be done. So yeah, that's still moving, and that's one way that we can, be able to sustain ourselves.
Nice.
I would encourage though. Well, I'll wait for this to sell you though.
No problem. No problem. Now, Mary, you kind of mentioned it a while ago. How can everyone catch you on social media? How can they follow you so they'll know what's coming up next for you?
Maryam Bassir underscore. Or
Ladies.
on back, I'm Maryam Bassir official. And
Nice. Okay, and is that on Instagram or
yeah,
Facebook?
that's it.
Okay.
Okay. On IG is Maryam Bassir underscore. And everything else, I'm trying to like transition everything over to like Maryam Bassir official. I'm working on
Nice.
it. So
Okay.
if it's look up, if you just Google me, baby, you're gonna just all my streaming. If you just say Maryam Bassir, Twitter, Maryam Bassir, Instagram, Maryam Bassir, Facebook, it's all there,
Yes, you do flood the Google pages. Trust me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go follow Miriam on social media because when the strike is over, you never know what she's going to post. You don't know where she's going to be next. Make sure you follow her to keep up with everything that she's doing. Now, Miriam, what advice, and you don't have to go too deep into it, but what advice would you give any male or female when the strike is over? They want to get into the television or entertainment industry, or they want to start their own product line. What advice would you give them?
I would say go for it and don't ever give up. Just realize that it's not going to be like the easiest thing. People say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But just kind of lock in and whatever you're trying to develop, develop it. And do your research about what the subject is, what it's going to take to get into it, and just go for it because, excuse me, because the time is now. And I think even before the strike is over, we should all be working on stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you were ever interested in like writing or producing, do it now. Now if you have time. Like I was so lucky because I was doing press days. I was doing press days for one of the shows that I had season two of this year. And like the day after I did my press, all my press, like a bunch of different news channels, we went on strike, so I couldn't share anything. So, but it kind of everything happens for a reason, right? Because I had just launched Miriam Beauty, so everything kind of pivoted toward that. So then I could talk about that. It's given me a great opportunity right now to work on my brand and to really like delve into that. So that's what I would say. I would say go for it. Now's the time, and
Okay.
don't wait. Prep yourself. Get ready. Go to the gym. Work out. Eat right. Get yourself together to be ready for, so as soon as it does hit, you could just like hit the ground running and be like, all right, I'm ready.
I like that. I like that. Now, Miriam, this is the last segment of the show. It's called Take the Floor. Now, you will have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Miriam Basir, take the floor.
Okay, my name is Maryam Bassir, as you know, and I just want to say to all you aspiring actors, models, business owners, whatever you dream of, go after your dreams, never give up. I just want to say that, like, anytime you have a destination that you're trying to go to, keep going because you're gonna get there. Like, as long as you have a clear vision for your life and a clear idea of what you want to do, you're gonna get there. Like, just imagine if you're gonna walk from like, lower Manhattan to like the Bronx, for example. You're gonna get there eventually. Like, if you keep walking, you're gonna have some roadblocks, you're gonna have some things that stop you along the way. You're gonna have to stop and eat meals and, do all the stuff that like helps sustain you. But if as long as you keep going, it doesn't matter if it takes you like years to get there or months or weeks or whatever, you're gonna get there. So just don't give up. Keep going. And I'm reading this book right now called The 12-Week Year. It's an excellent book. It's just about basically hyper planning your life and being so specific about your goals and you take your vision and you break it down to like, okay, what do I need to do to get there? What are the tangible things I need to do to attain my goals? Because goals without like a plan are just like, they're not goals. They're just like ideas, thoughts. But once you like write it down, you write it down. I do that every day. I meditate, I have my plan, I work out, do my eating stuff, and I write down my plan for the day, for the week, and I'm like, okay, you can just like check off things. But it has to be so specific because you have to, it has to align with your goals, like your life vision. And your life vision is even more important than like your work goals, like you have your things for work. Like, okay, I want to do ABCD at my job, but then like, does that align with your life, So yeah, I would just encourage people to just don't give up. Realize that, the difference between success and not getting there is it's not just knowing what to do, it's actually putting these things into action and doing them. Because we all know how to do stuff, right? We know that if we want to like lose weight, for example, that we have to go to the gym. We have the knowledge. The knowledge is like you can Google and find out anything. But the difference is when you have that discipline to actually hone in and say, okay, these are the things I'm going to do to make it happen. So be steadfast, don't give up. Is
There
that
you
2 minutes?
go, Miriam. That's what I'm talking about. Miriam, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I would love to have you back on in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime.
Of course, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, the next episode of the Bit Scoop with Coop, make sure you stay tuned because my next guest on the Bit Scoop with Coop is, you know, I don't never announce my next guest. You better follow me on social media to keep up what I'm doing for the latest and greatest. And you see it, you see it. Go buy it. Go buy 10 of them each. Pass them out for Christmas. All right, people. Until the next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Peace.